Some of you have a meditation practice, sitting time during your day. Some of you have a very strong meditation practice. We are collectively moving into a time when the purposes of meditation and the purposes of life are the same. And how that can be is because meditation, in its true purpose, takes us to an understanding of our deeper self, our true self. And in this time of expanded light on the earth and the awakening of the soul, the deeper self, the higher self, within our physical body, we are striving now as a collective humanity to be more in touch with that deeper self, not through a spiritual practice alone that we define within time, but through our everyday experience to be aligned. So I talk to you often about transitions because they're very important. Transitions, what you feel you can do when you're sitting alone in a room by yourself, you know, whether you can be more deeply in yourself, let's say, and what you feel you can do when you're with people, talking on the phone or having a conversation. We have a habit of rising to the surface of ourselves, habit. And we are together trying to undo that habit. We're trying to learn as a collective society how to be more real with each other. And when I say we, I mean people differ in their both intention and in their capacity to do that, to be in a deeper place within themselves. And some of us don't even know what the word deeper means. But here we're trying to do that. We're trying to be in a deeper place, not only when we're sitting, which we're about to do, but also when we're living in the world, to not leave ourselves behind, to not rise to the surface of who we are, to not be what we feel we're expected to be because it's our habit, to not live according to habits, but to live according to authenticity and integrity and depth. With that, having said all of that, and we're going to sit for a while and I'll talk with you, and then we'll make a transition out of that and see how that can be for us, both while you're here and after you leave. There are some qualities that we know can take us into the place of our deeper self. These are qualities not of the mind, but of the heart. Softness. Think of softness. Gentleness takes us into the heart. Peace. Loving kindness takes us into the heart. And when we're looking for this place of deeper self, we need to let go of mental activity as much as possible to be there. Generosity takes us into the heart. And these are the qualities to look for: kindness, generosity, peace, simplicity. The mind is very complex in its usual thoughts and thought patterns. When we begin to look for depth, we wish to let go of all that complexity and be simple and be open. Your deeper self is shining with these qualities of the heart. It's radiating these qualities. Your deeper self doesn't need to have circumstances that warrant those qualities, things happening that cause you to feel kind or generous. Your deeper self is these qualities of kindness, generosity, compassion, simplicity. You may have reasons in your own life to feel impure, to feel that you're out of alignment, or that you haven't done what you feel you should do. You may have reasons. Nevertheless, your deeper self holds the purity of your being and of your true intention. Your true intention is always there, underneath whatever else has been going on. And by reaching for it, you begin to change the alignment of what's happening in your life. You begin to project new intentions into life by reaching for your own purity, your own goodness. So if you have been feeling your own lacks, your own mistakes, and you have misgivings, instead of focusing on that, focus on your purity, which is always there, untarnished, unassailable, your true being. Focus on that and reach for it. Thoughts about failure or things that one has done wrong, regrets, shame, guilt. These are emotions that human beings feel. But to create change, we need to find a different emotion. The emotion that has the motivation towards purity, goodness, kindness, and love, which is part of the truth that is deepest in each of us. Reach for that. Those of you who have had some experiences with depression can treat that in the same way. Reach for the part of you that knows hope, that knows goodness, that knows trust in yourself. Much of depression is caused by not being in touch with the goodness of our own being. Much of depression is not so much based on outer circumstance as on inner circumstance. Reach for your own purity, your own goodness, which remains no matter what else has been going on. If you feel that you have failed at something, or let somebody down, or let yourself down, reach for the place in yourself that's beyond failure, that just says, I am. I am. I am is a creation of the divine. I am is part of the all. If you have experienced trauma in your life or circumstances that you feel have wounded you on a deep level, reach for the truth of your own being, which is timeless and is unaffected by trauma. Unaffected. The light of your own being is always there, beyond any circumstance you may have lived through, beyond. And most importantly, let go of labels, all labels that you've applied to yourself. In order to be deeper in yourself, that's very important. Let go of your this or that, or whatever diagnoses you've applied to yourself, whatever labels you've applied. You're not fundamentally a this or that. You are an individual expression of oneness. You are a prism, a reflection of that oneness. You are not a this or that. You are a representation of the all, created to come through as you, the all coming through as you. If you find yourself attached to your thoughts, if you find yourself not feeling your heart, let go and go into your breath. Be present with each breath that you take in and out. Stay focused on being present. Let your thoughts become unimportant. Focus on your breath. When we are in the present, with the breath, or in general, then the warmth of our own heart becomes more accessible, because it's not covered over by the mind. Therefore, in this moment, be fully present to your body and your breath, so that you can feel you breathing, feeling in and out. And see if you can locate the warmth of your own heart, your kindness, your goodness. See if you can feel the truth of that. Because on those qualities, on the foundation of those qualities, a whole life rests, a whole life, on your own connection with your kindness and your goodness and your purity, a whole life. Just like a bucket that draws water from a well needs to be lowered deeper into that well, like that. Imagine your attention going deeper with that bucket into the well of yourself, where goodness and kindness and purity live, and the light of your own being shines. Shines brightly, no matter what else is going on in your life. That light is there as you go down further. The light of your own being. In that place is the love that created the universe. In the place of your own being, you are holding that love. The love that created the universe, and its expression is a circle of giving and receiving from life. Not just giving, not just receiving, a circle. You are, in that place, part of the flow of love, creation, all, giving and receiving in that circle of unity. We're coming to the end of this sitting time. Let yourself be aware of your breathing and of your heart. Take the next moment or two to come back into the present. In a physical sense, and when you're ready, open your eyes slowly.